And now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host Greg Stoehr discusses a Supreme Court ruling that North Carolina Republicans relied too heavily on race when they drew two oddly shaped congressional voting districts in the state. He speaks with Nate Persily, a professor at Stanford University Law School.
Why don't you just start by giving us a brief explanation of what the court held? There were two different districts and two different rationales for what the court did.
Well, the court once again is reviewing the North Carolina redistricting plan. And I say once again because over the last 20 years, it has looked at these districts five or six times. And what they said was that the first district, but the first district and the 12th district were unconstitutional because they excessively used race. And the first district was unconstitutional because you could not blame the district on the Voting Rights Act, which is what the state attempted to do. They said you had to draw an over 50% African-American district to comply with the Voting Rights Act. The Supreme Court said, no, you did not. And so because you've used race so extensively, that district's unconstitutional. With respect to the 12th district, North Carolina defended it as part of its partisan gerrymander, saying it was drawing a very safe Democratic district. The court here in a 5-3 vote said that the district was an unconstitutional racial gerrymander because you were essentially using race as a proxy for partisanship. And so just because you are drawing districts that might harm Democrats by packing them together doesn't get you out of the fact that race and party are so highly correlated in North Carolina in that district that it still runs afoul of the Constitution.
And what in all that, Nate, would you pick out as the most important or most surprising part of this ruling?
As you suggested, one of the more interesting facts of this case is the final vote on District 12, that Justice Clarence Thomas, who's generally pretty conservative on constitutional questions, joined with the former liberal justices to strike down District 12. And it shows you a kind of strange bedfellows in cases like this, where Justice Thomas, who advocates a colorblindness approach to redistricting and other kinds of government action, whereas the Democrats or the more liberal justices on the court were offended by the district because it sort of discriminated against African Americans by packing them in too high concentrations, and so that was, I think, the most significant sort of fact about this case, was that you had this strange confluence of liberals and conservatives.
That's Nate Persily, a professor at Stanford University Law School, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Greg Stoehr. And you can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And you can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.